Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. And right now, you are railing with the Word Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker. I want to talk for a moment about being surprised and being disappointed. I was surprised that CM Punk returned to professional wrestling. I was surprised that he returned not with the amount of fanfare that he received, but he came back to some mixed critical opinions, but it made an immediate impact. But I thought upon his return, After his WWE run, what he would do in All Elite Wrestling is help build new stars. But in hindsight, he didn't. And that's where I'm disappointed. I'm a longtime fan of CM Punk and his conduct in All Elite Wrestling. How could he not get terminated? You know, during the pandemic, it's a rough period in a lot of lives, especially for professional wrestlers. You know, a lot of the wrestling that I watched was wrestling from the past, and a lot of that wrestling from the past was his championship run in WWE. That history-making run as WWE champion. I've watched a lot of that. I watched a lot of his promos, his matches, so much of that time period. I hold in high regard. And when he returned, coming to All Elite Wrestling, I was so excited. But then he fought a lot of the guys that I wanted to see him grapple against, have matches against. But they were used as nothing more for, you know, practice, I guess. Get the ring rust off. Boosting his stock. He should not have won that match with Darby Allin. Regardless of how long he had been away, 7 years, he is an established superstar in professional wrestling, an icon in professional wrestling. What he did in Ring of Honor, iconic. His run in WWE's version of ECW, you gotta give it the same. The same description. It was iconic. You'll never forget, especially given the circumstances that happened during that time. And then his run in WWE on Raw. Iconic. His feud with The Undertaker, Jeff Hardy. We could go on and on. Bryan Danielson, The Rock, even Ryback. He had a great run. He took his L's. He had his victories. Walking out with the title in Chicago against John Cena. Excuse me. It'll never be forgotten. It's one of those moments that is solidified in professional wrestling history. You'll hear about it forever. He's got a lot of those moments. Now,
All Elite Wrestling, his feud with MJF was incredible. Incredible. And it's one of those standout things. The first time those two went at it on the microphone, just a verbal altercation between him and MJF. What a standout. It's got millions of views on YouTube. Millions. I can only imagine, you know, just clips from that. What, 20 minutes, however long they were in the ring together, verbally jabbing at each other. 15, 20 minutes, however long it was. Just clips from that and sound bites for that. Can you imagine how many views those have generated? But then there's the altercations, the disrespectful comments, the conduct that he displayed sitting next to his boss after headlining one of AEW's top pay-per-views. Heading into their biggest pay-per-view ever. And one that's being touted as the biggest gate paid attendance of all time. All in at Wembley Stadium. Before his match, he has an altercation. Which I don't know the specifics of. I know basically nothing, honestly. I don't think any of us do. What we know is that there was an investigation conducted, and the results of that investigation determined that he should be fired from the company. So whatever they found, and whatever footage they watched, whoever they interviewed, it's like enough is enough. He was there for a very short amount of time. Did he make a big impact in a short amount of time? He did. Positive and negative. Surprising. Seeing him clash with Wardlow. Disappointing. Not going to see him face Kenny Omega. Surprising that he came back during a match in his Ring of Honor gear. His old theme. Did the Pepsi plunge. Disappointing. We'll never see him and Jericho be able to rekindle their feud. We'll never see him in FTR be trios champions. We'll never get a resolution between him and Samoa Joe. Disappointing that after all this time that he couldn't just be cordial at all times. You're going to cross paths with people that you're employed with that you're not going to like. There doesn't have to be confrontation, and there's a way to handle it, I guess. There could be better ways to handle it. But fighting with your coworkers, physical altercations, you hear people say things in sports like baseball. Basketball, you know, other sports, that it happens. And I don't know what type of penalties they face for this, for these actions. We know the penalties that they face that we hear about, but there's also the ones that we don't. And I can only assume that the ones we don't hear about, they're able to resolve those issues and get past it. But when you have these issues and they linger, and then you bring them to the public eye on a public forum, sitting next to your boss, that kind of stuff can't happen. I expected so much more from Punk. But then I'm left feeling like my expectations were unwarranted. Maybe I needed to lower them. With his termination from All Elite Wrestling, people are going to point out the things in the media or the things that have been said about him by other prominent personalities and figures throughout professional wrestling. Bubba Ray, Jim Cornette, Booker T, and Triple H. And I'm sure in the aftermath there's going to be others, but let's think about what has been said about him before these incidents happened, before his All Elite Wrestling return, during his All Elite Wrestling return, and now that after he's gone. Let's think about what was said before and what's going to be said now. When it comes to what he does in the ring, I have to think that much of it would be favorable. He's a great storyteller. His physicality in the ring, even at his age now, he still is willing to take those physical risks to entertain and tell stories. He creates intrigue. But when the camera's off, or sometimes when the camera's on, he constructs chaos. That's disappointing. I'm not surprised that he got terminated. Since we're talking about surprise and disappointment, his fans will be able to carry out their own fantasy matches now that CM Punk is on the game. Or they can do it with create a character on any other professional wrestling games where you're allowed to do that. They can create CM Punk and create whatever scenarios they want. That's going to be all we're going to get. Will he go back to WWE? That's one of the things that's being said right now. If it happens, I will be surprised. Totally surprised. But money talks. And maybe there's a money-making opportunity there that WWE will be willing to say, you know what? We saw what happened over in All Elite Wrestling. But how we handle things is totally different. We have more experience than they do. We could bring him back and possibly create some entertainment that people want. Maybe we can bring him back here and give people the matches that they were expecting to see from him. Not that he didn't fulfill any expectations while he was in All Elite Wrestling. I'm not saying that. Saying that WWE may look at the situation and say, we can handle that better. We can put him in these scenarios and it'll work better and to our benefit. But you have to wonder what those scenarios would be if it possibly happened and how Punk would behave in those situations. Would he be willing to take someone else's direction without being combative? We all understand through what we've learned through the media and through his WWE run that there are glaring issues with between him and Triple H. No matter what CM Punk thought of Triple H before, Triple H's prominence in the company has only grown since his departure. And the product is clearly benefiting from his leadership. Would he be able to handle that? If Triple H brought Punk back, and they had a sit down, this is what we expect from you. This is what we won't tolerate from you. This is what we're going to do with you. I don't know if I believe it would get past that point. Which, if such a scenario was to happen, would be disappointing. If CM Punk wants to continue his professional wrestling career, and he could, he certainly could, I think he could return to the independents. He could return to some of the smaller promotions and still have success and an impact on the industry. And him doing that would be a surprise to me, because he considers himself to be the best in the world. But the professional wrestlers who have those monikers, who have that description, best in the world, they're the best, we'll never know, because he left WWE, gone from All Elite Wrestling, and those people who are in those positions, Roman Reigns, considered by many to be the best in the world, Will Ospreay, considered by many to be the best in the world, Kenny Omega, considered by many to be the best in the world, Okada, considered by many people to be the best in the world. You may never see CM Punk face them. Now, throwing Okada's name out there, could CM Punk go to New Japan? I mean, he could. New Japan has a relationship with All Elite Wrestling. Not saying that what he did in All Elite Wrestling would influence their decision. If they decided to work with CM Punk, it may not. They might welcome his volatile behavior, if that's even the proper word to use. They may welcome it and say, yeah, we'll take Punk over here. He would probably be awesome in New Japan. Or if he went to Impact. Now, Impact runs a pretty tight ship. Like, I feel like Impact Wrestling may not be as big as All Elite Wrestling New Japan, and WWE. But they are established. They have an established audience, and their product is polished. Polished. They have great competitors. They have great matches. They're imaginative. They do some really cool things there that I applaud. I like Impact. So I don't know if Punk would work there. I don't know. I don't know. But it would be cool to see him there. But again, he could just go from promotion to promotion on a freelance basis. Some of these smaller promotions that could benefit from him being there. You know, if he cared as much about the business as he said to in the past, and now that he's no longer with All Elite Wrestling due to those circumstances, he just wants to wrestle. He just wants to be a part of the business. He just wants to be a part of the culture. He just wants to make it better. Then why not? Cody Rhodes did it. So many others. Drew Galloway did it. Bubba Ray's done it. Punk could go to NWA. Billy, you know, Corgan, I don't, him and Punk. Billy's a no-nonsense guy. He has vision. He has a vision for where he wants and is taking the NWA brand. A historic brand in professional wrestling. But adding CM Punk to that, man, what a boost. Would it be worth it? Would it come without discourse? That would give any promotion a lot to consider. The more established ones. Can't say Ring of Honor because that's owned by Tony Khan, All Elite Wrestling. What if WWE did bring Punk back and wanted to put him in NXT and use him to help boost some of these up and comers? Give them an all-time pro that they can learn from. After seeing what he's done in All Elite Wrestling, I don't think Punk would be willing to do that. I would be surprised if he did. Pleasantly surprised. But I don't think he would, and that's disappointing. A major part of me is still a fan, and will always be a fan, of CM Punk. In the ring, on that microphone. In a lot of ways, yeah, nobody can touch him. But then in others, just not the fan of him that I used to be. He surprised me in the way he behaved, a way that made me frown and be like, I don't want to see CM Punk here. And it's disappointing that I'm not upset But he's no longer in All Elite Wrestling.
Thank you for listening to Railing with the World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker, on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and support the platform wherever you get your podcasts from. Follow The Whip Show podcast on all social media, and follow me on Twitter at Mr. Joe Walker. No excuses. Championships only. Be kind. Be creative. Win.